Here with what it says in this morning's papers is John S. Doyle.
Limerick's Immortals, says the headline in the Irish Examiner. Awesome green machine is how Eamon Sweeney in the Irish Independent characterises the Limerick men who defeated Kilkenny in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final yesterday. Formidable is the word for them in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Sun headlines for taking their fourth title in a row. Limerick's history men put cats among the also-rans, says the Irish Times. For the Times, the Star, the Sun and the Daily Mirror, the wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes are the main story. The Times reports that almost 19,000 people have been helped to safety as part of Greece's largest emergency evacuation. The three other papers concentrate on the Irish angle. The Mirror and Star report on the Dublin man Danny Murphy, who arrived in Rhodes for a holiday last Friday. He said it was like being in a war zone. Those papers and The Sun go further and compare it to hell. Another hell features in the Mail's lead headline, but it's new hell for motorists. Brian Mahan reports on what he calls a punitive road pricing scheme aimed at forcing people out of their cars. According to the paper, a road usage charge being considered by the state's transport infrastructure body could see a single journey from Maynooth to central Dublin costing €38, while a trip from Cork to Dublin would cost €163. The Independent reports that credit unions are planning to take on the banks with a low-cost national mortgage brand. They aim to capture 10% of the market, according to Charlie Weston. He says the credit unions are looking to set up a centralised mortgage company with common mortgage rates and a centralised underwriting facility. The Examiner leads with a report that psychiatric nurses, psychologists and mental health campaigners are calling for urgent action to address a continuing shortage of child inpatient psychiatric beds. Cormac O'Keefe writes that HSE figures supplied to the paper show a 40% drop in admissions to the four public child and adolescent mental health service approved centres last year because of staff shortages. Staffing levels in the Garda Síochána are the subject of a report in The Independent. Sean McCarthy writes that the number of Gardaí working in Dublin's north inner city has decreased by almost 4% since the start of the year. Writing about the attack on an American visitor, Stephen Termini, in the centre of Dublin last week, Una Mullally, in a column in The Times, says that Dublin City Centre needs leadership, not hyperbole about violence. There are no such things as no-go areas in Dublin, she writes. What we have is dysfunction, a lack of leadership, and failures across development, design, street life, housing, policing and mental health and addiction services. Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent is also writing about the area. He points out that it was literally across the street from the Independent's offices that the savage attack on Mr. Termini took place. Sheehan says that gangland feuds in the area drew a response from the state, but gangs of gurriers seem immune.